بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he taught us the importance of being generous with the du'as that we make. And whenever we make du'a, we should also include others in the du'a. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to seek forgiveness on behalf of all the believing males and females. Another hadith on the topic, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, من دعا لأخيه عن ظهر الغيب قال الملك الموكل به. That when you make dua for a person, for a Muslim brother, for a Muslim sister in their absence, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to say Ameen to that dua on behalf of that person. Subhanallah. So how important this is. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in another hadith that when you make dua for a person in that person's absence, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly answer the dua on the person's behalf. So when you make this dua, the angel says Ameen to the dua and makes dua that you enjoy whatever you have asked for that person. So whatever you have asked for that person, he says, وَلَكَ مِثْلُهُ, and may you be granted the same. So whatever you wish for yourself, I mean, whenever the best dua that you make, and the dua that you make with the most amount of sincerity is the dua that you make for yourself, of course. So whatever you would love for yourself, you should make the dua for somebody else. Whatever is dear to you, you make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it dear to that person as well. And that way you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to that person, but you also are not deprived of it. You will also be given that.